Ladies and gentlemen, hey, it's Jesse from the original Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Granny Shifting, the Fast and Furious podcast.
Welcome to Granny Shifting. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason.
And this is minute 83 of Fast and Furious, 2009 edition.
That's right.
Do you find it annoying that they didn't call it Fast and Furious 4, Fast and Furious, or, like, is it confusing? Because so people just say it's Fast and Furious.
This is probably the only title that's like that, though, right? Because you had The Fast and the Furious, and they're like, what should we call the fourth one? Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
So we just don't say The, and it's supposed to be, like, its own unique title somehow.
Right, but everyone called the original one Fast and Furious.
Right, The Fast and Furious. And does that
The Fast
difference?
And The Furious.
Does the difference between the two titles lend itself to the difference of this movie?
Yeah. Well,
Fast
I think
and Furious.
Maybe because it harkens back to the original one, because their tagline was new original parts, new model, or new model, original parts, or something like that.
That was the tagline.
That was like the tagline of the movie, of this movie.
Oh, because they brought Dom back.
Yeah. And Brian. Yeah. So neither of them were in the last one, and
right,
Letty and
Dom wasn't Mina. In since the first one, right?
Right. Yeah.
Well, he showed up at the end of the third one.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot he did.
Surprised he did that. So they completely excluded him on the second movie, and then the third one they excluded the entire cast and then brought him back at the end. How do you think they talked him into that?
Hmm.
You know,
is it the third one that they changed? Justin Lin was a director. I don't know when he started directing. Was it the third one? I don't know. But then he did like 3 through 7 or something like that. And I know him and Dom, or him and Vin Diesel, had like a close relationship. So that probably had something to do with it as well.
Yeah. He liked his music, probably.
Probably.
Dom has some good music.
All right. I should back this up, right?
Yeah. We'll click through this here so you guys can see what we're talking about. Plus, of course, we want to see this scene again.
So just of course.
It's getting spicy.
A little refresher. Mia just walked home with groceries in her hand and saw Brian and Dom in the garage.
Right. And Dom is in, what do you call it?
Long sleeves. Thermal.
Running from the police.
Right. He's in that as well.
So he's, what do they call it? He's a fugitive.
Yeah.
Right now.
Of the law.
So he's in his garage with the garage door open, lights on, working on his car. Smart.
Well, Brian, he did say, I'm right here. Like, he's not trying to hide.
Oh.
Remember, yeah, Brian said everyone's looking for you. He's like, I'm right here. I'm not scared of them.
And Dom's going to Mexico. We're recapping last minute.
Right.
Brian says he's going with him.
Because they didn't get a chance to kill Phoenix or Campos or Braga.
Yeah, why is Brian...
They captured Braga, fake Braga.
Is Brian doing, like, the classic cop in the movie thing where they get kicked off or put on leave and he's like, I have to finish the case. And they're like, you can't finish the case. You're
right.
You're not on the payroll right now. And he's like, I have to.
Is that
what's happening with Brian? Or is he just trying to support Dom by going to Mexico?
It's the moral obligation of a police officer.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. He's a good employee right there.
Loyal. He's a company man, that guy.
Mia came home.
Yeah.
She sees him and she looks upset.
She gets very emotional and probably seeing them two work in the garage. She's like, just like the old days.
But why? Wasn't she just, she just was with both of them at that nice Airbnb in the middle of the desert by the oil rig, right?
Yeah. I think, but yeah, then they were getting along, but then they ended up fighting at the end of it.
Do you think?
I don't know.
Hmm. All right. Well.
But anyway, she goes inside and starts crying, and then Brian comes in and says, hey, and then grabs her by the neck and kisses her face.
Yeah, he pulls her in, and then you're like, all right, what's going to happen? Is she going to go for it?
Like, yeah.
He just kisses her and then kind of releases her,
yeah,
lets her back up, and she looks at him, and she's like...
Is she confused?
She's like,
with her eyebrows.
This would have been their first kiss they've had in 3 movies, right?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah,
was she in Too Fast? Yeah, since the first movie.
Because that was Monica Fuentes.
So then things accelerate quickly.
Oh, yeah.
He picks her up, sets her on the kitchen counter, and it's a messy kitchen counter. The groceries are there.
It will be soon.
She takes a sweatshirt off, and they are full on making out now. Yeah. And then the scene changes. So what do you think? They went upstairs, or they just kissed?
They probably stopped, yeah, and talked, played a game of Rummy Cube, probably.
Yeah, Rummy Cube. That's interesting. Is that what they play in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I was there.
So the scene changes. We don't get to see what happens next.
Nope. And can only imagine.
Yeah.
Can only imagine.
And now we're seeing the city.
Escape. Skyline.
Skyline of a city. And Dom, then it shows us Dom leaning on his car, like he was outside waiting. Like, what's taking them so long? And Mia, like, walks over to him.
Yeah.
And they have a little moment, too.
She says, how do you say goodbye to your only brother?
Yeah, I was a little confused at first. I'm like, why is Dom has a brother? And I'm like, oh, Dom is Mia's only brother.
Well.
But she doesn't have sisters either.
It's funny that they say that. How do you say goodbye to your only brother? And then fast forward 5 movies later.
Oh, he Dom has a brother. Yeah. That's true. Does she know that?
Yeah.
Even because, now she would know that?
Yeah, later on. I mean.
Like, they've always known about the brother?
Like, if you see in Fast 9, the, like, early scenes of, like, Dom racing, what was his name? John Cena, whatever his name was.
No, I don't know.
Dom racing him, Mia is in the scene. Like, a different actress plays her, but she's in the scene. So.
So, it is interesting, though, because we've talked about before how it's, when they make movies, they'll throw back to these little lines and clues early on. And we're like, how do they plan this 7 movies ahead where somebody said this little small thing and then they actually make it a part of the story later?
Right.
Like, did they just find things to do? And this would be like the opposite. Mm-hmm. They're probably like, oh, shoot, she did say my only brother. Like, maybe.
Nobody's going to think about that. Yeah, nobody's going to remember.
Nobody will break the movie down minute by minute.
I mean, they did really kind of disown him. So maybe that's, in her mind, that's not really her brother anymore.
Right. But I think the line, or what the line is meaning here, is like, she's insinuating he might not come back.
Right.
She's saying goodbye. He's her only brother. She might have no brothers after this.
Yeah. And not only that, her love of her life is leaving as well.
Mm-hmm.
On the same suicide mission.
Her new boyfriend.
Very new.
Very new. So Dom, unemotional as always.
He already said the line, I think. He said, you don't. And she just nodded. And they embrace.
A deep hug.
Yeah, that's
exactly. Not arms wrapped around hug. Arms up to the shoulders. Underneath the, and like.
Less sibling and more couple hug.
You think?
Yeah, I wouldn't hug my sister that way.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What if she was really big and muscular? Because maybe your arms don't go around so good then. So you want to reach up.
What if my sister was Ronda Rousey? Would I want her to like hold the back of my head as we hug? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's true. He was really drawing her in there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. And then we skip to the headlights of the Charger. Dom revving up the engine. You got to rev it up, you know.
We see the bug catcher, butterflies flapping.
Yeah, BDS.
And the minute ends.
BDS.
We figured this out last time. It's
Bilston
Edelbrock
Distribution Service.
Then we talked about this last minute.
Yeah, it says it on the side or something, doesn't it?
But he has an Edelbrock carb. I don't know.
Yeah. This has to be supercharged,
so right? There's the bug catcher, what we're talking about. The bug catcher has 3 valves on the opening. So there's a valve. It's like a butterfly valve.
Yeah.
And each one, it says B, D, and S. Each one has a letter.
Do they all go down to 1? Or do they stay individual?
I don't know. Because they have to... I think it's just open in there. Because they have to separate long ways once the air is inside there. So there's not a good way to lengthen that up. I think it's just... You wouldn't want to make one big flap. One.
Yeah.
That would look weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But Brian, I don't see Brian in the passenger seat. Is he driving separately?
And what's he driving? What is he driving right now?
Well, he had the Subaru.
No, Dom had the Subaru.
Who took the Hummer? Didn't Dom take the Hummer?
What did Brian as his crown?
What did Brian come here in?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did we even see that?
Should we back it up? Back it up. See if we can see. We know when he pulled up. There they are kissing. They're in the garage wrenching like old times.
No, he just walks in. Oh. All right, that's a Subaru in front of the garage there.
Yeah, but Dom drove that back to his house. And he just walks up.
He just walks in.
Huh. So we don't know what he was driving. Yeah.
Maybe he walked there. He's done that before. Yeah, it's definitely the Subaru in there. Yeah, remember, he walked there from his, like, Crown Vic. Little Tokyo?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like living in the city. Just, you don't need a car.
Yeah.
All right.
That is it for minute, what is it, 83?
83.
1 hour, 23 minutes.
We're getting into the meat of things here.
Yeah. I mean, we're in the meat of things. 20 minutes left till the end of the movie. I don't know if that includes credits or not. I always forget.
We're talking 15. I mean, that's like, we got 4 months to go. We'll be done with this movie. And then 4 months, that'll put us into June. Maybe we have another Patreon event.
Yeah, time showing. For outdoor movie.
Yeah.
Cool. And congratulations again to Scott for winning the January giveaway. He won the, I would say Orange County Choppers, but that's not it. What's the West Coast Choppers?
Yeah.
Like the Brian shirt from Too Fast, Too Furious, but instead of West Coast Choppers, it says Granny Shifting
Podcast.
Pretty cool.
Yep. And Scott wants to point out in our live stream chat that Brian definitely got his 10,000 steps that day.
Yeah.
Walking to Dom's
garage. From the FBI headquarters where he got fired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, not fired, just taken off the case.
Right. But, put on leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. And thanks for listening. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason.
And always remember,
winning's winning.